This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This week I have a special guest, Rhonda Morris, who has been good enough to help me put together today's virtual interview and update on chickens and chickening in Albany, New York. Thanks, Rhonda.
Hi, Bucky. Thanks for having me on your show. This is Rhonda coming from Albany, New York, where we're working hard to change the city code to allow chickens for people's own use in their backyards.
Well, I was very concerned, but I also have to say shocked when I learned that the Bucky Bacall agenda was an outlawed philosophy in the capital of my home state. Tell me, how did chickens become illegal in Albany?
So chickens were legal in Albany up until about 2001, and the story goes that there was a kid somewhere in the city who had a few chickens, and she had a rooster, and there were repeated complaints from the neighbors that she get rid of the rooster, and she refused to. So the neighbors went to the city council, the Albany Common Council, and they somehow came up with banning all farm animals from Albany. The code that they came up with actually says in it that the keeping or harboring of farm animals within the city of Albany is incompatible with urban life, which I really don't believe at all. And so now whenever I'm talking to people, going out, getting petitions signed and things like that, people really do echo that sentiment that chickens just don't belong in the city, without having any specific reasons why, or their reasons are based on assumptions because they've never kept chickens and just didn't think that they could be kept in a clean, safe way. And so a big part of our campaign is trying to somehow sway this public sentiment that chickens are just gross and don't have any place in the city. And this is a city where there are a lot of community gardens and people are, you know, into growing their own food and going to farmers markets and things like that. But even the same people who may like gardening and all of that don't really see how animals could play a part in it. So we really want to show people that they can.
So how'd the Albany Chicken Coalition start up?
The chickens that got busted that started this whole campaign were in the backyard of my friends Mike and Jen, who live just a few doors down from me in downtown Albany. And they got the chickens when they bought the house, which was about 8 years ago. They opened it up sort of as a collective. And so over the years, myself and a few other families and people would help take care of the chickens, and we sort of owned them together and chipped in on their food and materials and their care and everything. For the last couple of years, it was just me and them taking care of the chickens. They renovated their house, and so what we think happened is that in the process of having, you know, building inspectors and things over, they saw the chickens in the backyard and reported us to code. So the city code person just showed up one day with a cease and desist order, nailed it to the door. That happened one afternoon. By 7 o'clock the next morning, he was calling on the phone saying, "Are those chickens out of there? They better be gone by the time I'm back this afternoon." So we were kind of stuck thinking, what are we going to do with these chickens all of a sudden? But luckily, there is another chicken coop literally 40 feet from where ours are. And this is a legal chicken coop. The city of Albany has an educational variance that a non-for-profit organization or a school can get an exemption if they're keeping animals for educational purposes. So in an adjoining backyard, there's a chicken coop that's owned by a school. They took in our chickens. We walked about 40 feet through a couple backyards with our chickens, and that's where they're living now. And apparently that makes them okay and quieter and less stinky because they're in this sanctioned coop.
Now, you're an educator by trade, right?
I run a teen gardening program called Youth Organics, where we do urban agriculture. And I've brought the teenagers over a bunch of times to see the chickens. Like, most of these kids have never held a chicken or seen fresh eggs or really seen where any animal food type foods can come from. So I think that we probably could get the exemption for our coop. But if we're trying to work for a truly just society here, you shouldn't have to have access to a nonprofit or be involved in a school to keep chickens for your own use.
That's great, Rana. I love hearing how community-minded us chickeners always are. So tell us, what's the legalization strategy?
So the first thing we did was start getting petition signatures saying that we wanted to change the city code to allow chickens and that there would be no roosters allowed and there would be a limit to the number of hens that you could have. So it was very simple, but we went out and got tons and tons of signatures and just really got a good chance to practice talking about chickens. That was a big deal, I think, to have a lot of time of talking to random people around the city about chickens and figuring out the answers to all their questions and what their worries would be. Because when we go in and talk to the Common Council, they have the same questions and worries and concerns. And the council member that represents our ward has been amazingly helpful. He is really in favor of really anything to lead to a more sustainable city. He is all for. So he's really helped us figure out the process of changing the code and has been really helpful. We went and brought our petitions to the Common Council and a lot of people came, gave their reasons for wanting to keep chickens, and they sent it to a law committee, which is the committee that really looks at things very specifically when they're trying to change codes. And so their meetings are open to the public also, so we had another chance to go and bring a lot of very pro-chicken people and really get in depth with their worries and concerns about chickens. So right now we're just waiting for them to have another meeting because they were not able to come to a conclusion.
You know, that's amazing to me because I'm here in New York City where chickens are legal, and in some neighborhoods there's an outright craze, and some folks are a little starry-eyed thinking they'll feed an apartment building with six chickens and stuff like that. They're a little overexcited, and on the other extreme, I get folks who have no clue about chickens and think things like three chickens will be louder than motorcycles and jet planes already whizzing by, or they think hens crow or don't believe that you don't need a rooster for hens to lay, or one person thinks that chickens will wander nocturnally eating from people's gardens at night. But in Albany, one might figure that, you know, we're in a more rural part of the state and closer to real farms of all sizes, and folks would be a little more balanced in their viewpoint, but that almost doesn't sound like the case.
Yeah, I thought that they would be a little more realistic about the reality of urban agriculture here, too, because there are farms within like 4 miles of downtown Albany. Some people live in sort of densely packed downtown, you know, row houses, which is actually where I live and where we kept the chickens fine for years. But the majority of the opposition actually comes from people who live uptown in larger houses, larger lots, more of like a suburban neighborhood type setting, where I think that the main concern is just that it will make property values go down. I hear that over and over, and I've actually talked to property assessors, and they said no. Down in my neighborhood, a lot of more people I've talked to are interested in having chickens, and a lot of people come from the South and say they grew up having chickens, or there's a lot of immigrants from other countries in this area of the city. And I think in a lot of other parts of the country and the world, they can be part of, you know, the fabric of the community. And there are a lot of people in Albany who do agree with that, and so a lot of them are helping with our cause of legalization.
Well, I'm hoping the chicken agenda gets legalized in Albany. I have a good feeling about it, but I'll be watching closely on the Albany Chicken Coalition Facebook page, and we'll keep the broadcast listeners posted. Thanks for being on the show, Rana, and thanks for promoting microfarming for a better world.
You're welcome, Bucky, and thanks so much for having a show and letting people know what's going on here in Albany. Bye.
I think she had a good time.
Bucky the dog.